Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Our Memorial Day salute to the American heroes with football connections continues as we honor those that serve and have served this country with a special Tip of the Hat podcast on the folks that have received the top award for bravery and heroism, the Congressional Medal of Honor. This and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And we know it's an official sign of summer and the warmer months that come in these United States when the holiday of Memorial Day occurs, as it is right now. But that's not the true meaning of Memorial Day. That's just a sign. Memorial Day is put aside each year to memorialize those heroes that have served in our armed forces, especially the ones that have died in service to their country. And we did a special episode with our dear friend Ray Durbin last year on the many fallen heroes who had left playing the game of football to serve in their country and passed in this great sacrifice to protect freedom. Now, you can follow that. We have put a special Pigskin Dispatch salute a vault episode out today, Memorial Day of 2022, so that you can listen to that that Fallen Heroes episode with Ray Durbin. And now we're going to add on to that in honor of Memorial Day, as this year we wanted to pay homage to those who received the nation's honor for service to the United States, the top honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Now first, let's exactly define what the Medal of Honor is. And according to the website everycrsreport.com, the Medal of Honor is the nation's highest military award for bravery. It's awarded by the president in the name of Congress. And for this reason, it is often referred to as the Congressional Medal of Honor. Since it was first presented in 1863, the medal has been awarded 3,512 times to 3,493 recipients, end quote. Now, yes, so there's been many people that have received more than one Medal of Honor. I believe that adds up to 19 in all. Now, none of our recipients that have the football connections, the NFL connections, are going to be double recipients, but they are heroes all the same. And we know that there's three of them that have received, with connections to the NFL, that have received the Medal of Honor from the President of the United States over the years. And we gained much of the information that we're going to be presenting today from the website of thehistoryreader.com. There's a link to it in our Pigskin Dispatch website on this great Memorial Day podcast and article that we have on there. Now, the first recipient is a man by the name of Jack Loomis. Now, Jack played for the New York Giants in the 1940s. And just after his rookie season in the NFL, Loomis was called to be a U.S. Marine. Yeah, as a Marine, he went through the officer's training and was placed in an elite division of the Corps called the Marine Raiders. That group has historically been recorded as America's first special operations unit. That's quite an honor there. And when the Raiders were disbanded in 1944, Jack was sent to the newly formed 5th Marine Division. On one famous combat mission, on February 19, 1945, Loomis was one of the men that stormed the island beaches of Iwo Jima. Jack and the others took heavy fire from their Japanese enemy. Unfortunately, Loomis was hit and required surgery. He was wounded severely, and he knew it. And in his dying words, that has been reported that he told the doctor working on him something to the effect that the New York Giants had lost a pretty good end that day. And they did, in fact, as Jack Loomis passed from his injuries sustained on the Pacific Island. In 1946, Jack's mother accepted the Medal of Honor on behalf of her son as part of the Memorial Day ceremony of that year. Now, Maurice Footsie Britt, he hailed originally from the fine state of Arkansas, and he rose to fame as an athlete as well as a soldier. He played football and basketball on the hard courts at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville and then advanced to professional football per the Encyclopedia of Arkansas website. After attending Arkansas, Britt was picked up by the Detroit Lions. He played in 9 out of 11 games his rookie season and even scored a touchdown against the Philadelphia Eagles on a 45-yard passing play. That was Footsie's only career NFL reception, but what a reception is when you score on a 45-yarder. And after these 11 games of his rookie season, well, he signed on in the U.S. Army. And this is right before the U.S. involvement in the Great War of World War II. As a matter of fact, he joined the Army a couple of days before the Japanese even attacked Pearl Harbor. That's when the real sense of nationalism took over, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. So this is a few days before that, and what a patriot he is for doing it before all the, you know, it was really in vogue. There was people joining on because of the war in Europe and everything, and they wanted to do it, but the real people really started going to enroll in the armed services right after Pearl Harbor because that nationalism really arose. Well, during World War II, Footsie became the first person in history to win all of the United States Army's top awards in one war. Now, he was the most decorated soldier of World War II until 1945, and Britt had lost an arm during a bomb exploding near him early in his service of active duty. And he survived it, suffered other injuries as well in some other battles, and finished with 3 years of service in the Army. And when he returned home, he accepted the Medal of Honor for the brave acts in the battle where he did have the amputation of his limb, and he went on to be a successful businessman and even served in politics after that. So what a great hero he is. Now, our third hero we're going to talk about today is Joe Foss. Now, Joe's place on football history was that he once served as the commissioner of the American Football League. Never played in the pros, but was a commissioner of the AFL. He started out as a reserve player at the University of South Dakota squad and saw little playing time. Didn't get much to playing at all in college. He ended up being a pretty good professional football executive, though, and soon earned the commish title of the AFL. Foss never truly worked in the NFL, but he did help broker the merger with Pete Rozelle of the NFL and others to help the opposing leagues join forces in that merger and make the NFL what it is today. Well, before all of that, Joe was a hero. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps during World War II and as a fighter pilot, and many consider him to be one of the top U.S. aerial aces, including Life magazine when they did a story on Joe in 1943 where he was the feature person. You see, during World War II, Lieutenant Joseph Foss had shot down 26 Japanese planes and ruined many planes and enemy equipment in aerial fights above Guadalcanal. These actions earned him the Distinguished Flying Cross and the Medal of Honor. And that's pretty awesome service to his country. However, it did not stop there. As Joe, after he hung up his military service, he started the South Dakota Reserve Units of flying planes and ended up being a brigadier general in that organization as well, and helped train some young men and women. And the story continues for that with that great reserve unit in South Dakota, started by Joe Foss. Now, we like to salute all of our great American heroes, you know, both ones that have received the Medal of Honor for bravery and for all those that have served throughout history and continue on today, protecting this country and its nation's borders and most of all its citizens to lead the life of American way. And we appreciate you, those and all military people, and we thank you for joining us today for this little bit of football history and military history to celebrate these great heroes of the Medal of Honor. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for some more great football history as we return to our regular programming and enjoy this Memorial Day. And thank you for your service for all you military veterans. To them and everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.